There's an experiment underway in Massachusetts, and all of us, in theory, are part of it. The premise starts with putting a price on health care, such as childbirth, MRIs, and stress tests. Then the question is whether patients, armed with cost estimates, will alter when and where they receive their care. The experiment took a step forward on January 1st, when the state began requiring hospitals and doctors to tell patients who ask how much their care options cost. WBUR's Martha Biebinger follows a patient who put the requirement to the test.
Our sample shopper is a 32-year-old pregnant real estate agent from Fitchburg. She's on the phone to hospitals in her area.
Hi, this is Caroline Collins. I'm just calling to find out about the price of a vaginal delivery in your OB department.
The main switchboard at Health Alliance Hospital in Leominster.
Oh, thank you.
Transfers Collins to obstetrics, where a receptionist tells her to call the billing office at UMass Memorial in Worcester. Health Alliance and UMass Memorial are part of the same hospital network.
Okay, good. All right, thanks so much. Okay, bye now.
Collins intended to get a price from UMass Memorial anyway.
Hey, I was just calling to find out the cost of a vaginal delivery. I'm due in June, and my husband and I have pretty minimal coverage, just a really high deductible. So I just wanted to check and see what the cost would be.
Collins' deductible is $3,000 a year.
Okay. Sure. Kathy with a C?
Collins is directed to a woman named Kathy, who apparently has the price list for services at UMass member hospitals.
Hi, Kathy. This is Caroline Collins. I'm calling because
Collins leaves a message because Kathy will be out for 2 weeks.
And I hope you have a great time off, and I'll see you when you get back. Thanks. Bye.
Collins tries another number in the billing office at UMass Memorial and leaves a message. She moves on to Emerson Hospital, where she's transferred from the main switchboard 4 times before leaving a message for a woman who hasn't called back after 2 days. Into her 3rd day of shopping by phone, Collins gets a return call from a woman at UMass Memorial.
She did give me an average price. She said that the vaginal delivery would be between $10,000 and $16,000. And then if it turns into an emergency C-section, it would be $20,000 to $30,000, depending on the operation and how it went. And she said that to give me a more exact number, she would need a CPT code, which comes from the doctor's office, I suppose.
In theory, that's true. Your doctor's office should be able to give you a code that's tied to the price of any test or treatment you need. Collins will probably only have to pay her $3,000 deductible of whatever the price is in the end, but she's not sure. She's getting conflicting information about what is and isn't covered from her OB, hospitals, and her insurer. By the way, insurance companies had to start providing prices last October.
The main thing I wanted to find out was whether I would have any surprises. I kind of wanted to be prepared for that. It sounds like I'm going to be okay. But you never know until it's over. So I guess I'll find out.
Collins is used to the challenge of searching for healthcare prices because she was uninsured for a while in her 20s. So does she feel like anything has changed now that hospitals and doctors are required to quote patients a price within 2 working days?
The experience was pretty frustrating from beginning to end. It was definitely surprising how many machines I spoke to within the last few days.
Both Emerson Hospital and UMass Memorial Healthcare say they are committed to making prices easily available for patients. UMass says it is working through some challenges that it will fix in the coming weeks. Now, no one said this would be easy. Each hospital has to negotiate prices with each insurer. Sometimes the hospital and the physician charges are separate, and sometimes they're not. And then what the patient pays on top of their premium varies because you might have a deductible or coinsurance.
It's very different than you go into Best Buy, you want to buy a refrigerator.
Karen Granoff with the Massachusetts Hospital Association says her members are working with insurers to nail down prices that hospitals can quote patients.
They know that they need to do this. They're not opposed to the transparency piece. I think they're worried about the challenge of getting the information to the patient.
Doctors are also now required to give patients the price of anything they need within 2 days of a patient's request. Some large physician groups, such as Harvard Vanguard, have software that can calculate exactly what your expense will be based on the details of your insurance plan. But my doctor, who runs his own 2-exam-room office, had never heard of this requirement and laughed when I asked if he thought he could comply. The state has no authority to make physicians participate. Dr. Ron Dunlap, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, says giving patients prices is a good idea.
But I think this project is somewhat of an overshoot. It's just too broad. There are just too many different procedures. My thought is that we should focus on the most frequently used expensive procedures, and that's where most of the savings could be achieved.
There are no plans to revise the pricing requirement. The state's Undersecretary for Consumer Affairs, Barbara Anthony, says the time has come to put price tags on health care.
It's kind of ridiculous is the word that comes to mind, that we're actually talking about the pros and cons of whether consumers should know how much their health care costs. I mean, what other commodity or service do we ever debate whether or not a consumer should know the price of the item or the service before purchasing? You can't even name one.
Yes, but you'll hear many doctors and other providers say health care isn't like any other commodity. Will that change? Or will this experiment just not work? Keep us posted if you're looking for prices. Tweet me at M. Biebinger. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.